Okay, there's only one American shad issue, but it has two parts.
Okay.
So one part is procurement, and I have a notice here that I'll hand out. This is the 14th year of a cooperative project with both federal and state agencies and this commission under the shad restoration. And each year we do need to have the procurement of services passed by the commission. That's provided for under Section 282550 of the Code of Virginia. And in your notice you can see that this will be the same as last year in terms of the number of fishermen that we're asking for to participate in this project. And on the second page, you can see the criteria that those fishermen have to meet. So that's part one. Part two is staff is asking for a public hearing on February 27th to have a request on the 2007 American shad bycatch fishery and the regulation that supports it. You'll recall that in 2006, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission did allow this limited bycatch fishery, and in your evaluation, there's quite a bit of information related to both the results from the 2006 fishery and also our correspondence with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. And in addition, there's information that indicates that at least the technical committee of the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission for American shad has met and considered our request, which is November 15th, 2006. That's in your packet. And they have come up with the decision that they can approve to the board, the management board of ASMFC, a continuation of the 2006 limited entry fishery, a status quo situation, but they did not recommend that we broaden that fishery or liberalize to any extent. However, that recommendation goes before the management board. I think they meet January 30th. They will take into account the technical committee recommendation very seriously, I would assume. But nonetheless, what we're requesting, since we don't know the outcome of the management board, is a public hearing and an advertisement of three different options, which you'll find on about the fourth page of your evaluation. The three options are status quo to the 2006 fishery in 2007, what has been called the FMAC option, and that option would allow some liberalization. It would include two new gear types in the tributaries, the pound net and the Rappahannock, and also a drift gill net. And it would also asked the ASMFC, instead of a 10 fish per boat limit, to make it a 10 fish per person limit. The third option would be that there would be no bycatch of American shad in 2007. So we're really looking at the range of options to advertise. So there are two items, the procurement and the request for public hearing on the bycatch fishery in 2007.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions?
I'd like to say something. I don't necessarily have a question. The timing of this is very bad. It doesn't coincide with shad season. Ordinarily, we'd had this in place by February 1st when shad start migrating. In a case like this, it may very well be approved. One of these options definitely will be approved with the wide range that you suggested on the 30th. I think this is clearly a case that we should take emergency action adopting whichever one ASMFC feels is appropriate. That way, if they do allow the status quo, we'll be able to start the fishery off as soon as we get approval from them. I think it's clearly emergency regulation needed. If we go to normal route, it's really going to be the 1st of March before anything would happen, and that wasn't the intent. We wanted to reduce, make sellable bycatch, that we were going to have reduced mortality somewhat, but we know mortality exists, and we were allowing people to sell it. So I'd like to see us move forward with emergency regulation on this.
Rick?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. To that point, I have a follow-up question for Rob. Does that pose any problems? It sounded like you had indicated, I guess, in your narrative that the ASMFC, your expectation was ASMFC would approve the status quo.
My expectation is the technical committee is recommending the status quo, but recommending against any liberalization, which is what the Fisheries Management Advisory Committee came up with. So,
right, but
yes,
Ernie,
I think they would approve the status quo.
But as Ernie has said, I guess the problem is this was a calendar year regulation, and now we're getting into the fishery already. So,
my knowledge of the fishery is that there may be sparse amounts of shad in February within the bay. If you look at our restoration project, it's usually early March before they can even find sufficient amount of broodstock. That doesn't mean there aren't fish there. And certainly historically, there have been fish in the bay even earlier than February, although it's rare. So I don't think this poses any problem if you want to enact an emergency regulation. It would be prudent to do the status quo, I think, rather than anything else.
Well, what I think it was whatever ASMFC happens to adopt.
Right. Well, the qualification there on that is that, and maybe I picked up on something incorrectly, ASMFC doesn't have an option right now from the technical committee on no bycatch fishery. That would strictly have to come from the board, and I think you probably understood that.
Right. I did understand.
Carl's got a comment.
I've got a little bit of concern with an emergency regulation that basically delegates the authority to decide what the regulation is going to be to another entity and this Interstate Commerce Committee. I mean, you have a state constitutional problem with that, delegating your authority that way. If you choose to adopt by emergency one of those today, I think, with the contingency that should not be satisfied by ASMFC, although it's sort of an indirect way about getting
right.
about it.
I understand.
It would not be effective, right. And you'd have to come back and work on whatever they did approve.
Well, Carl, can we do this? Can we have an emergency and delegate the authority to the commissioner from this group to adopt whatever thing ASMFC does? I've seen them being delegated.
Why don't we just adopt the status quo?
Right.
Yeah, because at that point, you're still delegating the...
Yeah. Why don't we just adopt the status quo as an emergency regulation?
Mr. Chairman, what I was going to suggest was
that's what's going to happen.
If it is an emergency, adopt the status quo and then advertise a February public hearing that would include the full range of options so that we can revisit it at that time.
Would you like to put that in form of a motion?
I will, Mr. Chairman. offer a motion to approve the procurement procedures for the 2007 American Shad Restoration Program and also separately by emergency regulation adopt the status quo for the management of the fishery for the 2007 season and hold a public hearing in February that includes three options as per staff's recommendation.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay. Ernie seconds. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstain, unanimous. Okay. And then we need.
Thank you.
We need to approve the procurement procedures.
That was done by Mr. Robbins.
You got it all done.
And there is a regulation on the back of your evaluation, the current one. And just for your information, really all that would be changed to any extent is in the preamble. Because the rest of the regulation is not year certain. So, just be a refinement of the preamble.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Bluefish Rock artificial reef request.